CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batts with Joseph Humeyer, and we're here to celebrate good news about the New World Report. I read from a summary from Science Magazine. White Sands National Park in southern New Mexico is known for chalk-covered, colored dunes that stretch for hundreds of square kilometers. At the height of the last ice age, the region was wetter and grassier. Mammoths, giant sloths, and other animals walked the muddy shores of shallow lakes that grew and shrank with the seasons. In a landmark study published in Science Magazine, researchers suggest that human footprints from an ancient lakeshore in the park date to between 21 and 23,000 years old. If the dating is accurate, which specialists say is likely, the prints represent the earliest unequivocal evidence of human occupation anywhere in the Americas. Most particularly, Joseph, this is before the retreat of the last ice. In other words, these people and their descendants didn't walk from Siberia 16, 15, 14,000 years ago, or even come down the coast in a series of maritime landings. That's a speculation about another way that Homo sapiens spread from Siberia and Beringia down the western coast of North and Central and South America. It means they were here before, and it means that their descendants, Joseph, were here when the Europeans arrived. This is a very old series of continents, and I celebrate it. What is your reaction to learning that we've been here a long, long time, Joseph?
John, I think this is a great discovery. I think this is a very important point as well, because we call it the New World because it's obviously new to us. It's new to the folks that migrated from Europe. It's new to the folks that discover in the periods of colonization and the periods of democratization. I mean, these are all newer developments. But really, you could call it the old world because a lot of the indigenous societies predate a lot of this stuff. And I know in South America, the indigenous societies, a lot of that history has been erased. It was erased initially. It was erased most recently, probably with the Spanish colonization. But a lot of it was even erased before when the Incas conquered. The Incas is considered to be an indigenous civilization, but remember that the Incas also used civilizations from other parts of the world to be able to incorporate their society at the time. But there were civilizations before them. For example, Bolivia, which is the country of my parents, there are ancient civilizations that predate all this, predate the Incas. I mean, the Aymaras, for example, predate the Incas. The Chiquitani on the other side of the Brazilian border predate the Incas as well. And so there's all these ancient civilizations that we know very little about. And to kind of bring this to the geopolitical realm, I think the United States has to spend a lot of time studying this as well, because there's a lot of reason why geography is the way it is and why societies have developed since they have under geographical boundaries such as the Amazon and the Andes and others in South America that extends then over to Central America. So I think this is very important to understand, because at the end of the day, what we're getting at is we're understanding people's origin and their roots so they understand their modern identities. And in that case, we've had problems with understanding the identities of indigenous societies in Central and South America, which has led to a sort of a vacuum in those societies that's been co-opted by more nefarious actors.
And the troubles we have here in the 21st century are humbled by the scale of human occupation in the Americas dating before the last ice. It means they survived the last ice age, the advance of the ice down to about Route 80 is what I'm told, Route 80 across the United States. That was the edge of the ice. I'm sitting under about a mile of ice here in western Connecticut. It didn't reach to where you are, Joseph, in D.C. It didn't get all the way down there. It got as far as Staten Island. But whoever these people were or where they are, they're going to search for their tools. They survived the last ice, and the only way to do that would be to move south, south of New Mexico, south of Mexico, into Latin America, what we now call Latin America. So we're going to be, over these next centuries, discovering more and more evidence of people who were here first. And there are a few indigenous people left, Joseph, yes? I mean, they were all not wiped out in the pandemics that the Europeans brought with them. We have about 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's true, John. I think that there's a lot of indigenous societies that are left, and there's a lot of indigenous societies that are left to be discovered. And I think that that's a big part of the effort of understanding this new world and of being able to understand the identity of these societies so that we can incorporate and assimilate into our identities. There's a word in Spanish called mestizaje, which is basically means a mixed cultures. And that's essentially what Latin American is. It's a mix of many, many cultures. It's a melting pot of many, many different places. And we have to understand many aspects of that if we want to be successful in this new world.
Joseph O'Mara, Secure Free Society. This is the New World Report, CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.